Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Massachusetts has confirmed its first two cases of swine flu. Two young brothers from Lowell, thought to be ages 9 and 13, have tested positive for the virus. Officials are currently waiting word on a third possible case. Joining us now with an update is WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis. Bianca, good morning and thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Bob.
What's known about the children in Lowell, Bianca?
Well, they are two brothers. There's some confusion about their age. Lowell's health director originally said they were 8 and 10, but now he says he's unsure after news reports put them at 9 and 13. But in any case, they went to Mexico with their family during school vacation. One started feeling sick on Thursday and the other on Saturday. They both went to Mass General Hospital over the weekend, where they were tested and released. The boys are still at home being isolated, but recovering well, according to health officials.
Is there concern that these two kids may have spread the illness?
The boys never went to school after their vacation, so city officials weren't worried about other students catching the virus at school. But the brothers did see some people at home, their playmates and their family members. Epidemiologists say they've done a good job tracking down those people, about 40 altogether. They've screened them all, and they show no signs of the flu. They also treated some of them prophylactically with antiviral drugs. Although there's no sign of transmission, they'll continue to watch for it. Listen to what the state's chief epidemiologist, Al DeMaria, says about it.
We're worried about transmission. So far we have two confirmed cases and no evidence of transmission because we haven't seen any secondary cases. So we haven't seen any transmission. So that's the kind of thing we'd be looking out for.
So what are officials saying about the potential for increased cases in Massachusetts, Bianca?
Well, the officials have tested more than 40 people for swine flu, and this is up from a couple of dozen on Monday. They've ruled out swine flu for most of those cases. That includes the two highly publicized possible cases in Spencer, where siblings went to Mexico and returned feeling sick, and the school called in janitors to disinfect the school. They've been cleared of the virus. Here's how epidemiologist, again, Al DeMaria, explains these 40 cases.
Most of the cases that we have tested have been people who have been in Mexico, and most of them have had ordinary seasonal flu. So seasonal flu is still being transmitted in Mexico. It's still their flu season, even though it's not ours.
That being said, the state, as you mentioned earlier, does have one case it is watching as a possible case of swine flu. They're just waiting for the results of further testing, which could come back soon.
So going back to the two confirmed cases in Lowell, what's the state doing now in light of those?
Well, they're telling people to stay calm, stay home if they're sick. Governor Deval Patrick yesterday said he wants extra sensitivity from employers to workers who need to stay home to care for their children or because they themselves are sick. Patrick also assured reporters yesterday that the state is prepared for an outbreak here. For example, the state is stockpiling antiviral drugs in case of an outbreak. But he cautioned against going overboard.
It's important that we be vigilant in watching this and preparing for it, but not overreact. And I don't think we're at the point yet of recommending that schools be closed.
But later in the day, the state health department did recommend that schools and daycares strongly consider closing temporarily if a student has a confirmed case of swine flu or shows symptoms after being in contact with someone with the virus. They also recommended that schools make contingency plans. So as you can see, Bob, this is a highly fluid situation.
Which we will keep you updated on when we get new information from public health officials. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis, thanks a lot.
Thank you.